Please sit down. Let's just say a word of prayer before I begin. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was growing up, it was common for the preacher to start his sermon by quoting the text, a verse for the day. And if I was to pick a verse or a part of a verse from the readings we've had this morning, it would be this one from Isaiah. I have called you by name, and you are mine. I have called you by name, and you are mine. I've been thinking this week about the names that we are given. What we're called is a very significant part of who we are. It's how we know, how we're known, it's how people address us, and it's how we interact with the outside world. I went through my wallet and amid all the bits of plastic that I've got in there, I found 6 cards ranging from bank cards to shop cards to clubs and societies that I'm a member of. 6 of them had my name on it. And doubtless you've got many cards that you carry around as well with your name on it. And when Lucas is baptized later this morning in our service, one of the central parts of the ceremony will be where Margaret says, Lucas Henry, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you are baptized. And it's an act of initiation, declaring that Lucas is part of God's people, part of God's family. We've had read in church this morning the story in Luke of Jesus' baptism. And it's clear from the way that Luke describes it that it was an event of great significance. Its significance is apparent because we're told that when Jesus had been baptized and was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Now, this is dramatic stuff. God interacting in a way that provides a divine revelation of who Jesus is, God's beloved Son. And it brings to mind and it confirms the heavenly visitations by the angels that we'd seen and heard about during Advent. The angel Gabriel visiting Mary to tell her that she'll give birth to a son and call him Jesus. He will be the Son of the Most High. And 9 months later, the angel appears to the shepherds and tells them on the hillside of the birth of the Saviour in Bethlehem. Now, you might say I lack faith, but maybe Lucas' baptism isn't going to be accompanied by quite such dramatic events as the heavens opening and God's voice calling out this morning or an angelic visitation. But how, just as God did speak at Jesus' baptism to say that he was his beloved son, so in a similar sense today, Lucas is recognized as being one of God's children, a part of his family. The reading from the book of Isaiah draws out how each one of us, however small or insignificant we sometimes feel, we are important to God. Isaiah speaks in verse 1 of chapter 43, saying that the Lord says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And he then speaks words of reassurance and protection. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. These are words that bring to mind the story of the Israelites' escape out of Egypt, their long Exodus journey with the miraculous crossing of the Red Sea, and eventually, many years later, after wandering through the wilderness, their crossing of the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And each one of us will have times in our lives when we fear that we're being overwhelmed by the circumstances that we're facing. A sense that we're drowning under the pressure of life's events. Are you keeping your head above water? It's one of those ways that we can inquire and show concern when we know that someone is going through a tough time. There'll be people in church this morning who are feeling that way, that what you face is too difficult for you to cope with. Well, if it is, take heart from the words that the Lord spoke through Isaiah. The waters will not overwhelm you. The fire will not consume you. As he says in verses 3 and 4, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. You are precious in my sight and honoured, and I love you." One of the things that's associated with baptism is that it's a time when we can receive God's Holy Spirit. That was dramatically pictured in the Gospel reading with the descent of the dove onto Jesus. And the story that we had from Acts also brings out this aspect of baptism. The story takes place in the early days of the developing church, following Jesus' resurrection and his ascension to heaven. The good news of Jerusalem is beginning to spread out of Jerusalem. And one of the early converts, Philip, has taken it north into Samaria. And there many people are beginning to believe that good news, beginning to believe what Philip is proclaiming about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. Samaria had traditionally been a place of opposition for the Jewish people, and the Samaritans were regarded with mistrust and suspicion by the Jews. And it was probably for that reason that Peter and John went out to see what was going on. And we're told that they laid hands on the people who'd been baptized, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, much theological ink has been spilt trying to understand precisely what's going on here and whether being baptized in the Holy Spirit is in some ways different from the act of baptism. Well, the accepted view is that it's not. And when we're baptized as Lucas will be, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So receiving the Holy Spirit is an integral part of what occurs at our baptism. And Christians believe that it's through that Holy Spirit that we can receive guidance for the direction that our lives should take. And the Holy Spirit can empower us and give us strength to be the people that God wants us to be in our lives. And another role of the Holy Spirit that we hear about is that he should act, or he acts, as the comforter. And we look to the Holy Spirit to act as that source of comfort and protection, as the Lord promises in Isaiah, that when we're faced with the waters or by the trials through fire, he will be with us. And at different times in our lives, we will call on the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to empower us, or to bring us comfort. When God spoke out at Jesus' baptism, he called his Son his beloved. To adopt the words that the Lord says through Isaiah, God was speaking of how precious Jesus was in his sight. And we too are God's children. We also need to be reminded that we are precious in his sight. You may be here this morning feeling that you're in need of God's guidance. You may feel that you're in need of God's strengthening. Or you may be calling out for his comfort. Know this, for it is as true for Lucas today as it is for each one of us. You are precious in God's sight. You are honored and loved by God. For the Lord says, "I have called you by name, and you are mine." Amen.